Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Forest Industries Association annual meeting is set for April 5th through the 7th in Louisville. Typical industry update stuff, says the group's executive director, Bob Bauer. Part of that, economic opportunities.
One is the white oak market and what's happening with it. We have a U.S. Forest Service specialist coming in that's going to also talk about how that's affecting, you know, our forests out there in the east with changes in the markets, and especially the very strong stave market for barrels has really increased some of the prices for white oak, and we're real interested to see what the future may hold with that.
So the uptick in the distilling industry holding promise there. On the negative side, the group continues to deal with timber theft.
It is out there, and that's one of the issues that we're facing in the legislative session. There is a bill to create a timber theft task force, and whether that will pass the Senate is a good question. But yes, we've been involved with a number of things with that. We've worked with the University of Kentucky, who just completed a study that takes a better look at that in the state and what's been happening to try to get our arms around it.
In other presentations, UK foresters will discuss their new best management practices just out, all toward continued improvement in environmental harvesting practices. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
KFIA's Bob Bauer says regarding the regulatory side of logging, last season's beefed-up bad actor law went into effect to deal with those using shoddy environmental practices in harvesting.
The Division of Forestry keeps up with all that. When I talked with them back in late January, you know, they'd had some of those guys that have started to pay those fines or gone on a way to pay them or paid them off, which takes them out of that. But, you know, until they find these guys logging, you know, that'll be the key, because if they find them logging and they're on that list and haven't paid their fines, if they're on there more than three times, then they'll be able to shut them down and basically they won't be able to log in the state until they pay the fines and fix the sites.
Bauer says complete program and registration details are online at kfia.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.